We are back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mr. Producer, get clip four ready. This is Max Eigen from down there in Australia. I think he moved over to Mexico or something. If I'm just going off the top of my head there, but I'm just going to play his stuff, and I don't necessarily agree that when he talks about the biolab stuff being BS. I could see, knowing this group of thugs that have been in charge of running our government here in the United States for all these decades, I don't put anything past these demons. Okay? So with that said, let's go ahead and listen to clip four.
It's difficult to keep up with the world these days. Things are happening so quickly and right on cue, as we always expect them to. You know, if people don't think Putin is part of the club, or just the fact that he's invaded Ukraine should demonstrate something to the contrary. All sorts of people are jumping on board now and saying there's all sorts of reasons for this, folks. It's taking down the deep state. Putin is attacking biolabs. This is one of the reports that's coming out. Putin is attacking biolabs in the Ukraine, attacking US biolabs, because Putin blames the United States for bioengineering COVID-19. What a load of shit, folks. What a load of absolute crap. It just keeps the narrative going, folks. Keeps people in fear. And of course, suddenly, no one's talking about truck protests. No one's talking about truck convoys. No one's talking about the action people are taking. Everyone's terrified of World War III. Right on cue, folks. This is how they do things all the time. Just keep people distracted. See, they're, you know, rolling things back in the UK and all this sort of stuff. Suddenly, the politicians, Bojo and Trudeau and all these people, will appear as our friends because they're trying to protect us. The world's gone crazy, folks. The world's gone completely crazy. But it's so predictable. All this shit. It's so predictable. The poor people in Ukraine, I mean, yeah, they're not bombing biolabs, folks. A friend of mine's ex-girlfriend, who is Ukrainian, has fled to Poland. And she's informed us that a lot of her friends are now hiding in bomb shelters. Pretty drastic stuff going on there, folks. And no, it isn't Putin taking down the deep state. Just more theater, folks, more distraction. And of course, while it's been happening in the United States, they are rolling out smart health passes. Many states are picking up on it. Just while people aren't looking, while things just appear to be going back to normal, they're rolling out all this shit in the meantime. The smart grid, folks, they're doing it in Australia as well. They've even got smart buses. They're trialing smart electric buses on the Gold Coast. So they'll be able to disable your vehicle whenever they want. Of course, you won't be able to travel long distances. You're only going to be able to go to places where there's electrical charges for your cars. This is all about control. Everything they do is about control. Even going into Ukraine. Something you've got to understand about governments, folks, is that no government is your friend. Everything governments do, any government, any action they take, ultimately is about giving themselves more control. That's all governments do. Governments are there to interfere with the people and to prevent them living their lives to the fullest that they could be, to control their moves, to keep them poor, to keep them under control by any means possible. Usually under the guise of protecting them, but it's never about protecting you. You know, and the heartlessness of these people is phenomenal. You know, the amount of disrespect they're prepared to show for people is just phenomenal. Something else that's being rolled out in the background while not a lot of people are looking. It's an international treaty in pandemic prevention and preparedness. This is being rolled out by the European Council. They want everybody to sign on to this, and this is going to be all UN and NATO countries, basically. They want to sign on to this agreement, this pandemic preparedness agreement, which again is all about control. Everything the government does is about control. And this is next level stuff, folks. If they sign on to this, they're basically signing all of your human rights away and signing you over to control by the World Health Organization. It's going to bypass all our governments, and governments are losing control anyway. They're realizing how little power they actually have. It's been brilliant seeing what's happened in Canada. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff going on, but it's also shown how much control the people have and how easy we can get the governments running scared. I mean, Trudeau is doing some pretty drastic things, freezing people's bank accounts. There was a woman, a single mother, donated $50 to the trucker campaign, and she got her bank account frozen. A lot of people had their accounts frozen, and the result has been an enormous bank run in Canada. People have been just going to the banks and drawing all their money out because they're afraid that the government can freeze their accounts at any time, which of course they can. Stuff we've been telling you about for ages. This is the plan of these people, folks. Total control in every way, shape and form that they can get it. So people have been running and pulling their money out, and Trudeau has actually had to roll back the Emergency Act and say, oh, well, we're not going to do it now. Because the banks that were...
Think about this, and I was thinking about this the other day. So Trump, he's in for 4 years. Gas prices, they kept them down around $2. Everybody had this kind of roaring 20s mindset about gas and buying V8s and trucks, Chargers, Challengers, Camaros, Mustangs, all these V8s. And now look where all these people are sitting. $100 to fill up their freaking car. They're trying to get everybody out of these internal combustion engines. This is the move. Now they're going to try to get everybody in these little electric cars, stress the hell out of the grid, where you got to burn all these coal and all this to fire these plants to create electricity, and it's worse. But see, it's total control. You know, you got you an old 1960s muscle car. You find gas, you know, you're like Mad Max. You can run the highway. You're in one of these new Teslas or whatever the hell. Spark. You know, it's nuts. Get clip three ready, Mr. Producer. This is Reiner Fulmich, and he, in about 2 minutes, he lets you know what's going on. The dollar, this central bank digital currency, this Fed coin, this is mark of the beast level crap. Go ahead and roll three.
This case is about a long-planned agenda of a group of ultra-rich people and their financial mafia based in the city of London and on Wall Street to use a pseudo-pandemic as a guise behind which, while our attention is on the pandemic, they want to complete their decades-long efforts to gain full and complete control over all of us. Their most important goal is, however, the controlled, by them, of course, implosion of the completely looted financial system and simultaneous introduction of a digital currency issued by One World Bank controlled by them. And just as important, the introduction of a world government under the UN, which has come under their full control in 2019. This group, which is now called the Davos Clique, is openly, the publication The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab is one of the most important sources for this information, promoting the shifting of the world's assets to this group of super rich people so that in 2030, ordinary people will owe nothing and be happy, as it explicitly states there, under their one world government with a digital currency given to us by their one world bank. And they're also openly promoting, in close cooperation with people like the putative defendant Bill Gates, the Rockefellers and others, the drastic reduction of the world's population and the manipulation of the remaining population's DNA all the way into transhumanism. For this purpose, they have made concrete plans for this corona pandemic since at least the spring of 2001, Operation Dark Winter, followed by another such rehearsal, the lockstep exercise by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010, and finally, Event 201 in October of 2019 in New York, sponsored by the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. At the conclusion of the case and after you have heard all the evidence, we are confident that you will recommend indictments against all six putative figurehead defendants, Christian Drosten of Germany, Anthony Fauci, the United States, Tedros of the World Health Organization, Bill Gates, BlackRock, and Pfizer. My name is Rainer Fühmich, and it is my pleasure to serve as one member.
Now, this whole thing with did the New York Stock Exchange just delist Pfizer over the vaccine scandal? That looks to be not true. Okay, Pfizer's still up. They still got they're at $50 and some change, and they just did an acquisition. Pfizer and Arena close a buyout deal. Arena Pharmaceuticals, $7 billion sale to Pfizer, closed on Friday, ending a slightly protracted regulatory review that raised questions about whether the deal will be cleared as anticipated. A San Diego-based developer of anti-inflammatory drugs. Oh, isn't that interesting? So Pfizer is behind a developer of anti-inflammatory drugs. I wonder why. it's just crazy. We live in a nutty world. Mr. Producer, let's take this call. James in Vancouver. James, what's up with you, man?
How are you doing? It's good to hear you. You know, a lot of people miss it, even myself, a lot of the time, is that the church in Rome would really like that church in Russia to come back.
Well, yeah, that's the third Rome. Moscow's the third Rome, as it's known. I was reading this stuff a couple weeks ago, where after Constantinople fell, the Orthodox Church, that became the third Rome. That was the second Rome, Constantinople, and then boom. Vatican's machinations is always to absorb all of the what they call the lost daughters, is basically kind of how they look at it, the Protestant world and then, of course, the Orthodox world. They call them the they've went astray, their daughters, you see.
Right. And, like Machiavelli says, the prince must appear to be pious, even though he's nothing but pious. But that's the Pope I'm referring to. But you talked about the Rand Corporation.
Yeah.
And the Rand Corporation, I wouldn't trust those guys in the shower bending over to pick up the soap, because these guys actually were started by none other than Henry H. Hap Arnold, who was a general, Donald Douglas Aircraft, and the great bombs away Curtis LeMay in 1948, right?
Yeah.
They designed the Vietnam War, and guess what? The strategy was, we're going to bomb the hell out of them, and if we kill 20 million... You know, you see, the strategy was, who cares if we win or not, as long as we're dropping bombs.
And, when you really look at the gang that sits on top of them, then you're really looking at purposeful losses. Like, we don't win wars anymore, you see, because this is all demoralization operations that they have going on. I mean, the whole thing with the crime, it's like everything is to demoralize us. You know, like there's some couple of rapists that just got freed. This is up on the Gateway Pundit. Some effing disgraceful. Donald Trump Jr. responds to America's two-tier judicial system after rapists are sentenced to probation while peaceful Trump supporters rot in jail. So these two guys, foreign nationals, they raped a semi-conscious 14-year-old girl, and another one recorded it, and they were sentenced to 48 months of probation, and then they get handed over to ICE to allegedly be sent back to their home countries. Well, they'll probably be sent to ICE, and they'll be just given new IDs and released into some other city is what's really probably happened. But this is demoralization operations. Yeah.
Right. And I believe, you see, right now Joe Biden does not run the United States. I believe it's the Pentagon running the United States. And I just got the conclusion tonight that I'm not sure the United States has really left Afghanistan. I mean, they left all those billions of dollars worth of hardware. And if I were the generals, I could run that operation without the president, you see.
Well, so here's another here's a theory by, you know that the theory of devolution that's going around like in the Q circles, right? That the military is running, that Trump basically, before he left office, he turned control over the levers of power to the military, and they're secretly running things. And the story on Afghanistan is that Trump and Pompeo and these guys made a deal with the Taliban to take over Afghanistan after Biden was ordered to cut and run or whatever, you see. So this is this whole thing called devolution. This Kash Patel has been writing this series on Telegram and elsewhere about it. Right. And so, I just want to say, if you guys are really in charge, you're really wrecking the country. That's all I want to say.
Well, and obviously Putin knows all of this. I mean, Putin knows what I'm saying or what I'm thinking and more, you see.
So,
of course, Putin's moving ahead to take back the Ukraine because one of my buddies who was in the Hitler Youth, who knows a lot about these operations, says that Putin does not want the Ukraine to become socialist, okay? And that's the code word for does not want to be. In other words, Putin wants Zelensky, right, and his buddies. And he wants to put him on trial. It'll be a fair trial and then take him out and shoot him, you see. This is what the whole key to it is. It's not to bomb the hell out of the Ukraine. He doesn't want that at all. He just wants to get those people that are, the news media, of course, they're nuts. They're crazy. And then just one more thing, the high priest for the RAND Corporation back in the Vietnam era was Dean Rusk with the domino theory, you see. This was the theory that, well, if Vietnam fell, the rest of Southeast Asia was going to go communist, you see. So that's how they sold that one. Now they're selling the Ukraine, and it's not as slick as it was 50, 60 years ago. But one more thing. If you want to look up a name in China, Mikhail Borodin. Do you know that name?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Borodin. Look up that name, Mikhail Borodin, okay? And I'll let you go. Thanks again.
All right, thanks. Let's take Dr. Kelly. How's it going, Dr. Kelly?
I want to thank you so much for your work. I've been trying to get through, so I'll give you two quick questions. And if you need to answer them later, that's awesome, too. I want to give you one tiny homework assignment, but I wanted to ask you to describe the chemtrails, meaning like the color, the odor, the direction, and all of the details. And I think it would be a good idea. I can give you a toll-free Capitol switchboard number to call your senator and your Congress critter and just let their office staff know, hey, what's going on here? Or here, I need to request an investigation or something, you know, just so that they know that we know that people are up to things that they shouldn't be, you know, and like Rosalind Peterson, the Agriculture Defense Coalition, she got a hold of the intra-flight mapping from, I believe, her Congress critter. And some of the other things, oh my gosh, dude, we need really good, a few good men and maybe some women to run for county sheriff up here in these beautiful spectacular mountain and ocean counties, Del Norte, that sheriff's on getting the boot. Scott Jones in Sacramento's getting the boot. Our guy's retiring here in Placer County. And I think I might actually do a run for elected official sheriff because it's just, it's gotten to that point. Like, it's just retarded. You know, people getting beat up and robbed on the bike path up here.
Tahoe, dude. Here's what you got to do, though, Dr. Kelly. You got to look and see what the requirements are. Because, like, here in Missouri, you have to have been a police academy graduate, and you have to have the certification from the state that you are.
Yeah, it's the post. It's the peace officer standards and training post.
Yeah.
And if you want to be super savvy, when someone pulls you over for a roadside stop, you know, I'm a doctor, so I say, "What's the emergency? How can I help?" Or, "What's your post certification numbers? What are your post certification numbers?" You know, and then they're like, "Oh, you know, this is a good man or a good woman, and they know their shiza. I'm not going to mess with them." And it's really a really simple, straightforward. You know, you have to have so many years as a peace officer. And look, I'm really pissed off and heartbroken that they're going down at the rate that they are in Missouri, especially just recently. And so I just wanted to thank you for your observational skills and your attention to detail and your experience in being able to report when you see, you know, a fake firearm. And I want you to go back and look at the photographs from the Boston bombing.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to hear, you know, your perception of those details when you get the opportunity. And I'll try and call in again, and then I'll share my observations with you.
Well, you know, Dr. Fetzer and them guys, they just did a massive expose on Boston. I mean, it was just so – they announced that this thing was going to happen over the cops, over the loudspeakers. I mean, the whole thing was so goofy. The guy in the wheelchair, I mean –
and then Lens Crafters, the sign was broken, so the word craft clearly stated craft, you know, the organization, and the glass was out, blown out from Lens Crafters onto the sidewalk. Yeah.
And all those International guys running around, and then the whole Chris Kyle thing happened right in close proximity to the Boston bombing. That was just so, it seems like so long ago.
Oh no, dude, it's still fresh in my mind. Because,
well, right. But I'm saying there's been so many cascading events since, like, the Pulse nightclub in Orlando or Boston or all of these, you know, synthetic terror operations that our people have been subjected to, that it's just over the top.
Yeah. And I really appreciate your looking into stuff like that and not spending quite as much time on the, you know, jujubes, you know, stuff like that. Because, dude, here's what's critical. The fingerprints, there are supposed to be 3 sets of fingerprints, according to the fundamentals of criminal investigation, on Epstein. And I want the sets of fingerprints on the Sandy Hook victims. You know, fingerprints, 3 sets. Show me the prints, baby. Show me the prints.
All right.
Like, who's George Floyd's drug dealer? Who's his counterfeiter? You know, let's point finger, look, and uncover those rocks. And great work, dude. And I think somebody should take these Anna von Ritz documents and look at them under ultraviolet light, because then you can see alterations and different things in the inks. And I'm pretty sure she's a crook, because no one will ever, you know, show me any of her documentation. And I think a bunch of people are getting sucked in, and I'm just tired of that crap. And so
That's been around for quite a while. The PaulStrammer.net and the Anna von Wright stuff and all that stuff and how it was all going to come out. And, you know,
they're a bunch of crooks. I'm telling you, you know, I swore the same oath of office, like equivalent to a public servant. I've been an officer of the court. And no, I haven't served in the military, but I've taken care of a lot of our good men and women who do. I have a big space in my heart to serve you, and to serve our Native people, and I just want to thank you so much. And so don't be discouraged, you guys. When they shut the VA down, go to your Christian chiropractor in your state, go to the chiropractor, go to the college, go to the Oriental medical doctor, go to the naturopath, because we love you and we want to take care of you. And be not discouraged and be not dismayed. You know, be encouraged, because all this crap's been conquered. There's nothing new under the sun. And I'm just so grateful that there's good men out there like Robert Ravel kicking butt. And thank you, dude.
All right. Take care. Let's take Bruce in Texas. Bruce, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, I just got something. It's funny to me. I think it'll probably be funny to you. Other people, I guess, close your ears. Have you been keeping up with the woke legion going over to the Ukraine?
I mean, as far as woke legion, what are you talking about?
These are volunteers with no military training. They're just, you know, we're going to go fight Putin for LGBTQ, and, you know, how they get wound up, these idiots. And
well,
I've been reading posts by
those
these
people,
guys.
Those people will be like instant hamburger. Unfortunately.
It's not like Call of Duty, dude. You know.
Well, there's actual, allegedly, real soldiers. They're like veterans of the army and so forth. They're sitting around watching too much CNN or whatever, and then they're like, "I'm going over there to fight to help the Ukraine." Like, come on! It's like I don't know. It's very crazy to have to watch people get sucked into this, you know, fervor.
Go and die for Zog, you know. But, man, oh my God! Like, yes, I was here today and blown off the top of my bunk in the barracks by the missile.
Look, you go in there in the Ukraine, and the Ukrainians will probably shoot you.
Like the two journalists, the ex-journalists, spies.
Well,
they're both Jews, by the way.
This Renaud character, Renaud. Yeah. Then now the New York Times is denying that he was employed and that he was probably working for intelligence gathering. You know, that's all over Gateway Pundit and a bunch of other sites. You know, you're just like, you don't know what the hell to think about.
I think I know what happened. You know, he got some attitude from a guard or whatever, pissed him off. Maybe he was one of those Azov battalion Nazis and, you know, it's just kike in my face. Shut up, you know, pow.
Well, I mean, look, when you know, I talk about this a lot, where like I tell people, like when this whole thing unravels in our country, it's like, that's why people are like, you know, when they call up to these programs, they're like, well, let's go get our guns and go out there. It's like, no, now's not the time to do it, because see, the enforcer class is still all intact, and they're not spread out all over doing operations. The time is not to act when the system is still here. It's the time to act when it goes kinetic is when the SHTF moment happens, and then you got a window of opportunity then. All right, thanks for the call, man.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Public Broadcasting Network. So the DHS goon Mayorkas releases new rules on extremism. DHS will target anyone who believes the election was stolen or who challenged Fauci's ever-changing COVID narrative. So he talks about they leave the borders wide open for every swing and you know what to walk into our country, but then they're looking at you, boy. You got an opinion that they don't like. Now Mayorkas is working on a very important project. Rather than shut down the border, he released new rules on extremism. Domestic violent extremists who are motivated by a range of ideologies and galvanized by recent political and societal events in the United States pose an elevated threat to the homeland in 2021. Socio-political developments such as narratives of fraud in the recent general election, the emboldening impact of the violent breach of the U.S. Capitol, conditions related to the COVID-19 pandemic. So yeah, you're on the watch list if you don't believe the CNN narrative. Let's see here. I wanted to get this out. Let's. Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready. Russia, China, Brazil, India call for investigation into U.S. biolabs in Ukraine, representing about half of the world's population. Oh, that's kind of nice. I heard about this one the other day, listening to talk radio. This is from October 2018. Tuck Buddies. Underwear to help boys as young as five hide their gender so they can tuck. Created to be a comfortable underwear option for trans boys, transgender kids, boys that they think are girls. Designed with an extra layer at the front to provide a bit of padding and coverage for young trans kids. I mean, how sick. Tuck buddies so you can tuck your wiener. But this is Harrison Smith from the American Journal, and he's talking about crime in our judicial system. Basically, this country, you've had so many revolutionaries implanted into the judicial branch that I just read about the two characters getting 48 months probation for raping a girl. You've all heard about the guy that he and some 60, 70 year old guy calls some kid, drops the N-bomb on him. The kid punches him. The guy falls and cracks his head and dies. And the kid gets a house arrest. Let's play clip 12.
Institution. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. There's a lot of things going wrong right now, but let's focus on one in particular that affects people in the most brutal and horrific way compared to anything else, and that is crime. Because there's one similar thread through all of these different topics, and it's that every single one of them is caused by Democratic policies, without exception. This is not just something that happens. None of these things are. Every single one of these is the inevitable and desired result of the policies of the Democrats. They tell you it's a whole bunch of other stuff. They tell you they want to defund police in order to stop cops from murdering black people. Well, it turns out that you defunded the police, crime skyrocketed across the board, blown up like 20 times in certain cases, 20 times more murders in Oregon, just tens of thousands of extra murders in a single year, because directly attributable to the defund the police movement that, by the way, did not decrease police shootings one iota. So not only does it not even remotely address the issue that they claim it addresses, it causes a whole host of other issues. It is the same with every Democratic policy, but the crime policies are especially egregious. Because for a long time, without you knowing, they were implementing all sorts of social justice programs. Yeah, for the good of everybody, they wanted to get rid of cash bail, or they had billionaires paying the cash bail of criminals to let them out on the street. You had something like 60,000 violent criminals released onto the streets of California on the basis of COVID. Didn't serve out their sentences. They were not rehabilitated. They were simply released. Violent criminals, rapists, murderers, just release them, right? Over and over again, this happens. So where are we now? In just the last few days, here are some headlines for you, okay? For the New York Post, career criminal indicted on murder charge, freed without bail by a New York City judge. Career criminal indicted in February on a murder charge for allegedly beating to death a 67-year-old man was freed without bail by a Manhattan judge on Thursday, the Post has learned. Eugene Clark was on parole when he initially charged by cops with assault for the September 20th, 2020 pummeling of Ramon Luna, 67, who was knocked into a coma before dying from his injuries last August. Police said this man is now out free without any bail whatsoever, no reason at all to not commit another crime. I mean, if you're up for murder trial, you're probably going to go to jail for life. So why would you not commit more crimes? There's nothing more they can do to you. It's just one example, just the latest, right? Here's some more from Post Millennial, March 10th. Biological male who identifies as woman arrested for allegedly killing woman after being released from prison for killing two women. Okay. 83-year-old Brooklyn biological male who identifies as a female and served time for murdering two women has been arrested after allegedly killing another woman, dismembering her body and scattering the parts of her body. Prosecutors drop charges against far-left security guard Matt Dolloff in shooting death of Trump supporter in Denver. In October 2020, a far-left, quote, private security guard for Nine News shot and killed a Trump supporter during dueling rallies. The deadly shooting took place during a clash at a pro-Trump rally and a counter-protest by militant leftists. Again, so you have a Trump protest, you have a leftist protest showing up, counter-protesters showing up, making it violent. One of them pulls out a gun, shoots a Trump supporter in the chest. Murder charges have now been dropped in this case. Okay? You'll see a pattern here. Dunkin' Donuts manager fatally punched a customer after being called the N-word. He was sentenced to house arrest. So a 27-year-old black guy beat a 77-year-old white guy to death and has now been sentenced to 2 years of house arrest. Because after all, he claimed that he was called the N-word. And, you know, well, once you get called the N-word, you can just murder the person, obviously. Washington, D.C. prosecutor drops case against man who punched cop in the face, protecting Senator Rand Paul and his wife. So, again, when Senator Rand Paul and his wife tried to walk down the street in Washington, D.C. and were assaulted by a mob of rabid Black Lives Matter activists and cops were assaulted, the people doing the assaulting were arrested, but now those charges have been dropped. Because it's fine. It's totally fine. Because they didn't wander through the Capitol. Hey, you wander through the Capitol, you touch no one, you walk through an open door being held by a cop, and you salute the cop as you walk in, you may be facing 60-plus years on terrorism charges. But you punch a cop in the face trying to murder Rand Paul, who's already been shot at multiple times. Like, this is, it's off the charts, folks. It's unbelievable. What about this? Hookah shooter had 82-plus arrests and 9 felonies. This is what Democratic privilege looks like. According to court records, the scumbag who shot 14 people at a so-called hookah lounge was actually an illegal, black-only nightclub, was previously arrested at least 82 times and had 9 felony convictions on the record. And of course, what is the focus of the Justice Department? The January 6th investigation. It won't end until everyone's held accountable. That's right. Merrick Garland spending day in and day out going after a bunch of peaceful protesters who wandered through open doors in the Capitol. I don't have words to describe the situation going on here. You can murder people and the case gets dropped. Because of political reasons. You can walk through the Capitol and you get sentenced to 60 years because of political reasons. There's no phrase like too much for this. This is a takeover. This is the destruction of our entire country. This is the death of the judicial system. And this is the American people being put under military lockdown for good. If we don't stop this, if we don't reverse it, it's over for us.
You can stop it there. Basically breaks it down. Jefferson in 1820 said the judicial branch was a bunch of sappers and miners bombing away the foundations of the Constitution. That was in 1820. It's probably one of the big mistakes, looking back, that these guys would say they gave the judicial branch too much power. And then, of course, I've always talked about this, the lawyers, the barristers, these people, members of the bar, this bleed over into all of the branches of government, therefore destroying the checks and balances, destroying the separation of powers. One big lawyers club, okay? And so you have things like this happen. Now, if the Congress was on top of its game, all these judges that let murderers out and all this litany of stuff, these people would be impeached and removed from office. When's the last time a judge has been impeached or removed from office? They hardly have ever done it in the history of the country. And so the checks and balances broke down almost immediately, okay? And so it's unfortunate that our standards have become this low and this warped. You let out 60,000 people just in one state during COVID. This is what Lenin did, folks, during the Red Terror, when they were building the Red Terror. They emptied the prisons. When they built ISIS, Daesh, remember Saudi Arabia, what'd they do? They emptied their prisons. They gave these dudes a choice. Saudi Arabia allegedly just beheaded 80-something people a day or two ago. You're going to get beheaded or you're going to go join Daesh? Which one are you going to do? Well, you know what most people are going to do? They're going to go join Daesh, ISIS, what we call ISIS. And so they've used this plan and they've executed it here. Now we have the shock troops beginning the terror now. It's not directed really now. It's kind of anarchistic. This anarcho-tyranny. The tyranny's for all of us decent people. The anarchy right now is for the thug class, the criminal class. They're out here having a great time, overdosing on fentanyl, killing each other with impunity, doing 100 miles an hour in a 25 all over St. Louis right now. Out there on the highways, it's pretty much Thunderdome. And so next what's going to happen is a lot of these people are going to be corralled into becoming the Cheka, okay, these people without conscience. So your Cheka forces are being, let's just say, hardened and trained right now. And when the collapse happens – see, this is all going to happen simultaneously. Now, luckily, the hemorrhagic fever that some were speculating might happen post-Beijing Winter Olympics, where they were, might have impregnated some sort of a 12 monkeys worldwide scenario to where they were going to send people back out to their home countries with this hemorrhagic fever, that hasn't came to fruition, thank God. But don't think that there's not a, with this biolabs everywhere in the alternative media, it even bubbled forth into mainstream, Tucker Carlson and so forth. CNN trying to poo-poo the narrative. Oh, that's not true. Woo, woo, woo. The State Department denying. But they still let it out into the zeitgeist enough to bring another scamdemic of some sort on the heels of this. So, oh, everybody doesn't have to wear masks anymore. We're backing off. Everybody takes a half a breath as a breather, and then boom, they're going to drop something else. These control freaks like Whitmer and Pritzker and, you know, all these libtard governors, Holcomb, whatever her name is up in New York, Newsom, to all pull back simultaneously from the draconian mandates. Now, it looks like Lightfoot's still pushing the passport kind of thing and making all the city workers get this stuff, but there's something here right in our face that's about to drop that, you know, unless you're very expert at reading the tea leaves, which I'm not, but I'm seeing the predictive kind of premonition programming here that there is a big bird flu now floating around here that everybody's kind of starting to talk about. But these jerks, they've got something here planned for us very, very quickly to coincide with this Ukraine situation, the biolab situation, and the necessity to bring forth the Fed coin, the central bank digital currency. So there has to be another catalyst, whether simulated. I mean, think about this. They were able to fake, just due to Chinese productions and so forth, this peep thing. Remember everybody dropping dead in the streets, blah, 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 blah. And then everybody freaked out. Oh my God, this COVID thing, now it's here. Lockdown and all that stuff. Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready, which makes me think of this one. This is this lady talking about the same people pumping the lockdowns and the masks on you for the last 2 years are the same ones pumping this Ukraine crap. Go ahead and roll clip 8 real quick.
A quick one from me here in downtown Dallas, just to remind you not to get sucked into the next big thing. You'll know that 5 minutes ago, we were all supposed to be consumed by COVID. That's all there was on every news channel. Talks of masking, talks of the next variant, deaths, how this was going to impact the economy. And now it's all about Russia and the Ukraine. Look how quickly that news cycle moved on. Look how much the State of the Union address was all about Ukraine. And look how the very people who locked us down, put people behind masks, crucified small businesses, and the same people who loved being compliant, loved wearing the face mask, still want to wear it now, and now talking about freedom, as if they somehow are championing freedom. They're the ones saying, we stand with the Ukrainian people, freedom for the Ukrainian people, when they were scooching along the street in a face mask and 14 visors not 2 minutes ago. Look how quickly the news cycle changed. Look how quickly people forget all the things they were trying to make you feel frightened about 5 minutes ago and what they're now talking about. And essentially question everything. But most importantly of all, remember what you think. Know who you are. Know what you think. Know what you believe in. And don't be swayed by the latest shiny, sparkly thing the media are trying to distract you with right now.
All right. Now, this is up on Zero Hedge. Meanwhile, in China, all hell is breaking loose. And this came up at 9:07 p.m. China on the brink of the biggest COVID-19 crisis since Wuhan as cases surge. Okay. Now, is this another production to make us think, oh my God, China's going through another, Chinese stocks are crashing. Now, that could be possible. Chinese bonds are crashing. China's property sector is still crashing. China credit collapses. Okay. Now, there was something that just happened over there some sort of factory in Taiwan, a huge fire going on. Now, we know that people are predicting that China is going to move on Taiwan. Kind of interesting. Children in China, this is also up on Zero Hedge. Children in China diagnosed with leukemia after taking Chinese vaccines. Isn't that interesting? Now, here's an interesting one. This was up on Global Research. Why did Vladimir Putin probably save Zelensky's life? And it's a long article. It was posted today. I read it this morning, and it's worth a read. But it basically says Putin actually sacrificed some of his Chechen forces, an assassination squad, and let them be killed to keep Zelensky alive so Zelensky can be the guy to still run the country once Ukraine is restored. It would free Zelensky from what he knows to be the biggest threat against him and what had always been prohibiting him from complying with the Minsk II Accords. And he's saying that that's the Nazis who wouldn't... The Nazis had always made clear that they'd kill him if he did any such thing, and this is the reason why Putin has protected Zelensky's life. But then the question arises, did Putin really allow some of his government's own forces to be sacrificed, killed, in order to protect Zelensky? And it goes into this big possibility that the FSB went off, let's just say, went off the reservation and started doing things on their own and blah, blah, blah. It's really kind of an interesting article worth reading. Now up on Leo Zagami, Schwab and Soros created the two scapegoats of the West, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. What's next? And it goes into saying, you know, these two are going to be the fall guys for the West, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Bulgarian mystic Baba Vanga, who predicted the 9/11 terror attacks, also foretold unstoppable Vladimir Putin will one day rule Earth. And people are, you know, wondering whether Putin is an Antichrist figure and all that. I was like, well, we've got enough Antichrist figures running around running our country right now to worry about. That's for sure. And so, you know, everybody's warning about crash, food scarcity, you know, what hell, we've been talking on this broadcast about artificial scarcity for I don't know how long, ever since this thing started. And you could really see that the hand of when you learn that basically these big conglomerates like BlackRock and them, they own all the other corporations. You can see how they can get everybody to march in, quote unquote, lockstep. You know, up on Steve Quayle, just crazy stuff. A replica of the Tower of Babel was burned in the Kaluga region. Russian TV set stage for further invasions, Poland and the Baltics. You know, Russia basically saying it's legitimate targets, these convoys of weapons getting brought into the Ukraine. Let's say we were going at it with Mexico and there was all kinds of weapons coming in from outside Mexico to help them fight us. I'm sure we wouldn't have any problem bombing the crap out of those convoys, would we? All right. We'll see what happens within the next 7 days. Just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Lord knows I'm living up the best. Take care, everybody. I guess there is a road to nowhere, and that road it leads to me. If you're headed out to somewhere, nowhere's where you'll follow me. It's a day to you believe.
Road to nowhere! Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.